and shakes. Catching the power.
Aja, 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 that one. Black Distant Voice, the 2020 version on the line. Let's say good morning. Aja, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. Good morning to the all of the VOB country, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not only in Barbados, but to all my friends and everybody in New York and Toronto, everywhere is listening, man. I get reports from all over the world that VOB, that's how they stay in contact with mm-hmm. Barbados, you know. So a big shout out to them, too.
And the thing is, and you are known because you have toured the globe in several capacities.
Yes.
So people out there know you. So when they say Aja on radio, they say, oh, all right, well, let me make sure we listen up. Now,
yes.
Black Distant Voice, I mean, so timely and
yes.
to actually bring this one back out.
The thing is, it was inspired pre the murder of George Floyd, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was inspired by... the COVID pandemic, like it shut everything down, bring everything to a can, and that like it left the veil over a reality that Black people around the world have been experiencing. What we saw pre George's murder was it seemed like an attack on Black people across the world, but it was anything new. It was just that racism was always there,
mm-hmm.
but it seemed that the COVID-19 shut everything down and the veil was lifted. So I said, you know something, I'm seeing positive things. I'm also seeing a shift in awareness by Black people around the world. I see posts on Facebook and IG, you know, talking about African spirituality and all this sort of things. I'm seeing statements coming from leaders of African countries saying that they're done with the international trade arrangement, you know, and having a new policy. It was like an awakening was happening in the midst of the COVID pandemic, and I had to make a contribution to that because I did feel 2 years ago that I would be experiencing such a weirdness, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
and I released the track as my contribution. This track was written released in 1993, right? You know,
is that long?
Yes, it was on my second album called Conscious, right? You know, and first arranged by who was Dr. Michael Sprain. Now he was the keyboard player in Coalition then,
mm-hmm.
and he arranged and produced the track. And what Laurie did was amended the track, still use the basic arrangement, you know, a different production in terms of, you know, this is modern times, so we do different production techniques. We use live musicians, right, you know,
mm-hmm.
And we created this new track, right, you know, and I just had to amend a few of the lyrics so that we'll bring it back to 2020, right, and like what is going on, right, you know. But then we have a situation now where we all the whole world see in real time the murder of George Floyd, and what I see is that the day before his murder, that people were being mistreated across the world, right,
mm-hmm.
and then the day after Floyd's murder, the whole thing flipped. I don't know if people are aware how fast it happened. The whole thing flipped, where the people who were mistreating black people for all these that we see on all, you know, on social media turn and start now marching against racism.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. I don't know if people catch that yet.
Well,
the day before his murder, these same people who were mistreating black people, murder happened and flew. Bam. The whole world changed.
But you know, let me ask you, say though, Aja, because you would have seen, you saw through the years the various reactions to these injustices.
Right.
And we have seen, because Black Lives Matter didn't just start. It started a few years ago. The actual
yes.
Black Lives Matter movement mm-hmm. started a few years mm-hmm. ago. And since then, there have been other killings. Since then,
yes.
there have been other injustices. What sets this apart from the others?
What is the awareness and the waking up, as the Black Distant Voice say, it's time to get up and dance. It's time to get in the power and shout, Asher. What I'm seeing is action, not just talk.
Mm-hmm.
They're marching. They're marching along with their black brothers now, I could say, right, you know,
yeah.
across the world, demanding action. They're physically taking down the symbols of white supremacy. I ain't talking about in black countries, white brothers and sisters are taking down the symbols of slavery in England, in Belgium, in southern United States, in South Africa, roads came down. Mm-hmm. You know, this is unheard of. I never knew. I dreamt about it, but I wasn't confident that in my lifetime I would see what is taking place now. Mm-hmm. Where the whole consciousness of the world has shifted. Bob Marley is and Marcus Garvey and Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, these brothers got to be looking down and saying, yeah, we lay the foundation for this, right? Because it is an international movement. That's like how pre-George's death, there was like an international conspiracy to get rid of black people. Now we are seeing, as I say, I call it a flip. You know when you flip something upside down. I'm seeing now a different consciousness taking place in the world, which is good for the human race. Because I was getting the feeling, you know something? We are a plague. Human beings, like, we are a plague of Mother Earth. And now what we are seeing is a hope, a spirituality coming deep within human existence to create harmony and rectify racism and white supremacy that was dictating everything in the world, from music to art to trade to everything, right? You know, and suddenly George Floyd got murdered in front of our eyes, and boom. Whatever his death is, I don't know what his death did, but it opened up a serious, serious door in the whole atmosphere.
I agree that, yes, we see more consciousness. We are seeing more people, especially those in, as you mentioned, Europe and North America and such. Mm-hmm. You're seeing more of them, but I'm a little more guarded in my
exuberance,
right? Because
you have to be.
While we're seeing more people in support, that mm-hmm. doesn't mean there are any fewer racists.
Correct. Right?
I'm pleased that we are seeing more people coming out and supporting and joining the cause.
But
we must remember that the racists are still there.
I know. And that is why the Black Dissent Voice is the key. Because the underlying message of Black Dissent Voice is that, look, we Black people have to take control over our destiny and where it goes. So, yes, they are marching, but obviously, but we have to take control where it goes. Or not, it could then shift away from us and different objectives and systems that are put in place, again, not to benefit us, but to protect certain white establishments and certain mental ones as well, not just physical. And we have to go back and learn from our lessons from the past.
Mm-hmm.
About the abolition of slavery was about to happen. And then a four-year apprenticeship system was put in place. And what that did, it shifted the abolition of slavery in a position that when your great-great-grandmother and grandfather, as well as mine, were freed, a system of slavery still existed, right? The structures, we were no longer called enslaved people, but the condition of slavery remained in a different form.
There's a system.
We have
set
to be careful
us,
in 2020 that don't happen. There's this movement around the world, but we have to set the agenda and the outcomes. What do we want? Where do we want to go?
Well,
that is the key.
Quickly, Aja, I want to bring it back home now.
Right.
How? Because everything has to be relatable. And we see it on our TVs. We have access to social media, cable news, and everything. But how can we make it really relatable to us here in Barbados? And why should we really rise up and march and sound our voices in solidarity?
Right. Well, the key is, and I want to mention this, yes, we don't experience open physical racism like our brothers in the United States and other parts of the world. We are black country, black leadership, black judicial system, police force. We could go on and on. But we have to be aware of our history. We cannot duck from it. We cannot hide from it. Barbados was the first slave society in the new so-called new world. As I said, the concrete that was poured to establish white supremacy was poured in Barbados. Barbados is the root on which white supremacy was built. Therefore, what that means that Barbados, this little tiny rock in the Atlantic Ocean, is at the root of what you're seeing going on in the world. Historically, we have been it's determined that we, Barbadians, become aware of what happened here and therefore play a major role in helping to reshape the world to eliminate white supremacy, because the foundation is here. The foundation is Barbados, and Barbadians do not know the history and the time that they're learning. I recommend Dr. Hedwig Becker's book, The First Slave Society. Read that. That is a guiding light to what needs to be done. Like, the history got to be taught in schools. Our young people from primary school have to know who they are.
Our history, and not history.
Right, don't know who they are. So so we don't have no strong conviction, right, to move in that direction. Everybody happy once you got your work, once you got your car, once you got your house, your business. I ain't worried about nothing. They understand that they are connected. They're connected to the grandparents. They're connected to the great-grandparents. If you feel you're connected, when you go to a doctor, he asks you your history, not history about you, history about your ancestors. If anybody has diabetes or high blood pressure, you understand? It's the same thing with the arts and culture and the vibes. So, Barbados have a crucial role to play. Barbados can lead this thing. Barbados, historically, technically, we got to lead this thing. But we can only lead it through becoming aware and conscious of who we are and instilling that in everyone and seeing past the individualism that the British education system sort of, imprinted on our consciousness.
We definitely need to inform ourselves.
We have to, And I think we have a prime minister who is very conscious of that, coming up from being Minister of Culture, and we could go on and on. Yeah. And I refer to her speech for the opening of the Pan-African Festival in Trinidad a few weeks ago. Right, so she knows where we have to go, and she's from that background, and I think that you will see this decolonization process that needs to take place in Barbados. We're still in a decolonization phase, right? You know, and once we get past that, but Barbados have to take a lead.
Yeah, definitely. You know? Aja, where can we get this track? Can it be downloaded? Is it available on?
Yes, it's available on YouTube. Just going Aja Poi, AJA Poi, and put in Black Distant Voice. Because I have a lot of other videos up, you know, the apology and all these things are up there. But put on Black Distant Voice from there. You could go into my Facebook as well. Again, once again, Aja Poi is my Facebook name, right? And you could do who is our IG, same thing, Aja Poi again. There's always AJA POET.
Yeah. All right, you know? Aja, I know we could spend a whole heap of time talking because we've got a lot of things doing. But I got to have a conversation with you at another date because we know that you are always busy at this time of year as the producer of several events. But you know what? We are going to speak on that there the next time. But thanks for spending a little time with us this morning.
Thanks, and a big blessings to the whole VOB and Starcom family. You know?
All right. Thank you very much. Aja.
Yes,
all righty. Black Distant Voice. Check that one out.